This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity on SB Nation Radio.
And online at SBNationLive.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Brian Barrett.
All right, welcome in. A good Saturday morning. Oh, out there, Charlie Epps is here. Watching the Houston Open this week, Charlie.
Yeah,
how's
most
that?
People would have given
you know, it's
up
been
by
a great
now.
Week. It's a great time of the year. It's a golfer's dream. It's Christmas for golfers in that, you know, the spring is here. Good weather's happening. Golf's getting to be fun. And the Masters is almost here.
Yeah, a week from today, we'll be talking about the first two rounds of the Masters. So
that's right, but we're having the great Houston Open going on. I'm a little afraid it could be the last one.
Yeah, you mentioned that last week. Still trying to search for a sponsor long term, right?
Sponsor and a date, you know, and there's a lot of things going on. I mean, it's been going, you know, since the 40s, this golf tournament has been going on, the Houston Golf Association. But we'll see. Hopefully it'll all come out to the way they want it. I sure hope so for the city. I think it's been a great event. So we'll see.
And yesterday got some good weather.
Weather was awesome. And the scores were even, you know, incredible. 4-under made the cut. I mean, the conditions couldn't be better. I mean, with no wind, the players are really going to shoot low. And they did, and it's a, you know, I compliment the staff at Golf Club of Houston. They spent hours and hours and hours getting the grass is perfect for these players to play. They're similar to Augusta in many sense, and you know, Phil and the guys love to come here and prepare for next week. But they also want to win this tournament. I mean, they're giving away $1 million this weekend. So, I mean, I guess you got to be out there playing.
Yeah, no doubt about that. If there's $1 million on the line, might as well try and win it. A couple things we'll get into. Of course, we'll preview all the Masters stuff coming up. Who does Charlie like to win that? Charlie will be heading to Augusta today or tomorrow, whenever he's get the opportunity. So we'll talk to him about that. Plus, Bill Harmon's going to join us. And somebody that we've been a little bit concerned about lately has been Jordan Spieth. He's playing pretty well at the Houston Open. Has he answered Charlie's questions? Is Charlie back on board with Jordan Spieth? We'll tell you next right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Brian Barrett.
All right, and a special thanks to Insperity for making this program possible each and every week. Charlie Epps is, of course, here, and now Bill Harmon joining us. Bill, how are you, my friend?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Bill, you know, it's just an exciting weekend. You know, the spring has arrived in Houston and all over the United States, and golf is starting to really get in full speed, and Augusta is right around the corner. When are you going over, Bill?
I'm leaving on Monday. How about you, Charlie?
I think I'm going to leave Sunday afternoon.
Okay, good. So, are you staying with Mr. Cabrera?
You know, I'm staying with Mr. Cabrera, yes. We're not very well prepared for this year's Masters, but we're going to make the most of it, and we're going to try to get on a better program for him and get him on the straight and narrow. He's not playing very well, but we're going to see how much he wants to work, and I think he'll be back for next year and getting ready for the Champions Tour.
All righty.
Yeah, so it should be good, Charlie, so... You got to work through a couple of things when you get down there.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's fun when it's all going great, but when it starts going south, you know, a lot of decisions have to be made. You got to rededicate yourself. You get, you know, here's a man that's worked 40 years. He's only 49 years or 48 years old, and, you know, he's got to rededicate himself, and it's hard. And Bill knows that, and all the young guys are getting better and better and better, and so he's got to face reality and work hard and He'll get it back.
Yeah, and the good news is the shoulder's feeling better, you say?
The shoulder is feeling better. Unfortunately, sometimes it gets away from you, and you got to sit back and rededicate yourself. So we're going to do that, but we're going to go over and enjoy the Masters, the Tiger Open. I think, Bill, with Tiger being there, it's going to be extra special, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, I can't imagine what the vibe will be like, Charlie. And when you've got some of the great players really playing well, I don't know. I think this is the most exciting Masters, I guess, looking towards it that I've felt in a long time. Because Phil has recently won; he's playing better. Justin Thomas is good. Rory's back winning. Looks like Jordan Spieth is playing a little better, Charlie. So, Tiger, I don't know. I think that it has the potential to be an incredible Masters if we can get about half of those stars playing good at the same time.
I think it's going to happen. And Bill, that victory last week by our friend Bubba, I was just memorized on the type of shots that he could hit and how far and how creative. And I know you've been there, inside the ropes with him, but that's quite a victory for his second victory of the year. So I think he's got a good chance this next week.
Yeah, you have to say that he does. I mean, that course is made for him. I think it's kind of a curveball paradise. It's a golf course that can be played with tremendous imagination, working the ball off the slopes on the greens and the dog legs. And for some reason, the longer left-handed players do really well there, where the right-handers have to hook the ball. Left-handers can cut it, and if they're proficient cutting their driver, that's a little more controllable than the hook. So it's kind of odd that course has evolved as a left-hander's paradise if they've got the length.
Yeah, well, Mickelson's proved it, Bubba's proved it, Mike Weir's proved it. It's a fact. That 13th hole plays a lot easier for them than it does trying to control that.
It does.
That hook around, he hit that high fade and have a pitching wedge into the green. So, courses for courses.
Yeah, Bubba was dominant last week. He beat Justin Thomas when he beat him. He denied Justin Thomas moving up to number one in the world. And then he beat Kevin Kisner 7-6 in that match play event last week. And Sergio Garcia was talking about Bubba this week because he was talking about how excited he is to get back and defend his Masters title. And he mentioned something that, Bill, you've pointed out multiple times. He said Bubba's been playing significantly better since he made the ball change.
Well, it's kind of hard to deny it.
Yeah.
I was talking to another pro yesterday, and this guy was thinking how much money Bubba has made in the last 10 or 12 years, and he said he just couldn't imagine them throwing enough money at him to change balls like that, and what a kind of a odd mistake to make, I think, in the middle of your career when he's probably already set financially. Kind of a very strange thing to do, to go to a ball that no one's ever played any good with, to be honest with you. So a decision I would imagine that he regretted, but a decision to get back to the Titleist ball, a ball that he had all the success with. So, Bubba's back. All these guys are back. So Jason Day's won this year. Justin Rose seems to play good every week. I don't know. I think it has the makings of an incredible tournament.
Bubba just had the love for the color pink, and the only color ball with, color pink was that the one he chose, and it only cost him about $3 million, but that's okay. You live and learn.
Yeah, he switched from the Volvic, it was called.
Volvic.
And went back to Titleist. Jim Nance, yesterday, he was doing an interview with Dan Patrick, and to your point, Charlie, he said that this is the most excited he's been for the Masters with all that's at stake, because, as Bill mentioned, you have all these young guys playing well. And then you look at the fact that Tiger Woods is returning, and Phil Mickelson is playing great. So when the voice of the Masters is saying this is the most excited he's ever been, sure, he's trying to sell the tournament, but you don't have to sell the Masters. Everybody's watching the Masters no matter who's playing in it. So the fact that Jim Nantz would say that just tells you how special this tournament has the potential to be. And Rory McIlroy's been unbelievable, and he can complete the career Grand Slam if he wins.
Yes, Grand Slam. Isn't that great, Bill? Grand Slam. It's going to happen. Three times this year we got a chance for a guy to complete the Grand Slam. But Rory can definitely do it if he putts the way he did when he won at Bay Hill.
Well, that's a good stat you come up there with, Charlie, about three different opportunities for the Grand Slam to be created with Jordan Spieth and Phil Mickelson also. So, that's a really cool thing to look forward to in the game this year. But I guess I see where Jordan's playing pretty good in your hometown there. Is he putting better, Charlie?
You know, he's only missed really one little putt that I've seen. And I think he's hitting the ball quite well. I don't think if he gets putting like he can putt, he should really have a great shot at winning at Augusta. So, you know, it's proven that you know, his years of golf, he talks like somebody's been playing for 25 years. He's been able to handle this slump, and he has different reasons why he's doing what he's doing. So I'm impressed, and I hope that it's not a nerve deal, that it's just a mechanical deal, and that he can overcome and give everybody a run for their money next week.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
right now he's
right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now he's at 9 under par, so he's two back of Bo Hostler, who has the lead. Ricky Fowler's at 10 under par. Spieth, a 68 in his first round, and then a 67 in his second round. Charlie, is he staying with you this week? Jordan Spieth, is he staying at the Epps household in Houston?
No, but I've got a Wheaties box with his picture on.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I love I'm
going
to
have. How's the tournament going, Charlie, from your perspective?
You know, Bill, it's a wonderful event. The Houston Golf Association and the Golf Club of Houston do a wonderful job in preparing the golf course and all the amenities for the players, and the fans are showing up. We did get some weather that, you know, delayed the start of the tournament on Thursday and made the course play a little easier, you might say, because it was really hard and fast. But, you know, it's a wonderful event. Everybody is going to be a great weekend. And, you know, you look at the leaderboard and you got everybody up there that, you know, you want. So it's good. It's good, Bill.
That's great.
All right, a lot more to get into before we leave today. We will give you your Masters picks, favorite Masters tournament of all time, and a lot more to get into right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map 94.1 locally in Houston and on SB Nation Radio nationally.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Brian Barrett.
All right, well, it's been a little bit since Tiger Woods has played at Augusta, his final round back in 2015. So last week, went over to Augusta, played. He had this to say. They resurfaced a few of the greens, but they still look like they've been there for 100 years. The course was in fantastic shape. My yardage book was basically the same end quote. That, of course, from Tiger Woods' website, where he breaks all of his own news. How do you feel, Charlie, about Tiger heading into Augusta? Last time he played was at Bay Hill, where Rory McIlroy, of course, ran away with that tournament.
I think it's so, so neat. I mean, I've come full circle. I just admire Tiger's career. I mean, the good, bad, and the ugly. I mean, that's life. I mean, nobody's going to live a Cinderella life. You're going to have challenges. He this last challenge with being arrested, being embarrassed, he stands up and he's got a chance to win his next major. And Bill, I wouldn't be surprised if it happens.
Yeah, I think this so far this comeback has been remarkable. I think the thing that I'm most pleased with is how happy he appears to be. And I think that's great. You know, with all he's accomplished and all he has in his life, he should be happy. And he seems to have balanced out his pursuit of greatness with his family. And, you know, from afar, it looks like he has a certain amount of balance or equilibrium in his life that, you know, really we haven't seen before. So I think it's terrific. Nobody knows that course like he does, he and Phil. That's a tremendous advantage, I believe. I can't wait to see how he plays. And you know, I've been very impressed with how good his short game has looked and how many good drives he's hitting. He's always been one of the really, really best iron players that ever lived. So I think it bodes well for him to be in contention. And I really can't wait for the tournament to start. And I plan on following him quite a bit. My man Bill Haas isn't in the tournament, so it'll be the first time I've been to the Masters, I think, where I haven't been following a Haas in about 40 years. So I'll be just a regular spectator this week and looking forward to watching Tiger and Rory and DJ and all these players. I'll be just I'll be Joe fan out there.
I'll be right there with you, Bill.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
Yeah, and Tiger, the other thing you look at too, Bill, you talk about the fact that he's at peace. Part of that is just the fact that he can actually play golf again, because this is a guy that was the best player in the world, and he hasn't been able to play for a couple of years. He also had this to say on his website about last year. He said, "It's just been tough going to the dinner. I'm not retired. Watching the guys and hearing their excitement about playing was difficult. It was also sad, of course, not having Arnold there. It left a big void." So when you think about Tiger Woods, he's going to that dinner every year. In the past couple of years, he hasn't been able to play in the Masters. And he isn't retired. He's in a position where he still thinks that he's has the ability to play, but his health has been holding him back. So I have to imagine part of that piece that Bill's talking about, Charlie, is just the fact that he can actually play golf again. And now the fact that he's playing at a high level, it's just going to be something that completely put his life back on track, more so than anything else, is getting back on the golf course.
It's kind of a euphoric feeling for him. And part of his comeback to me has been that he has been the assistant captain for the President's Cup, for the Ryder Cup, and been one of the guys and developed a more of a relationship with the players, Bill. I think that's, you know, for many years he was kind of aloof. He wasn't one of the guys. And now, you know, he is one of the guys, and I think that helps, you know, in the locker room it helps him. But mainly that he's healthy again, and that this back operation and he's pain-free and he's not having to take any drugs, I think that is part and parcel to the success that he's having.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think most of the great players have been soloists and didn't necessarily hang around a lot with other players. And Tiger certainly fit that mold, maybe to an extreme, but I agree with you. I think the time you spend in the team rooms as the vice captain, everything I've heard, everything is that he's been the most incredible vice captain of these events, totally engaged, totally involved. I've heard nothing but phenomenal things. And I would imagine that, I mean, he's human. It probably means a lot to him that these young guys look up to him, because many of these players are playing at the level that they're playing at because Tiger was their hero. He's the one that inspired them. So it's very rare in sports that you get to be inspired by the person that inspired you. So I got to believe it helped him and made him feel a part of. Where, you know, as you said at the Champions Dinner, he almost didn't feel a part of because he wasn't playing. He wasn't ready to be a ceremonial participant. So I think a lot of things have gone into this, but it all adds up to him appearing to be extremely comfortable in his own skin and with his golf game and where he is in life. And I'll tell you what, if he gets playing good, you know, a lot of these young players that have been paired with him that we all said wouldn't be intimidated and by all that stuff, they're all playing like caca when they play with him. So he still has the Tiger Woods factor, in my opinion.
Yeah, that would be interesting, though, to see him on Sunday going up against one of these young guys to see what these other players, remember Ernie Els, we were talking about a couple weeks ago, for them to experience what it's like to play against Tiger Woods. And speaking of Tiger, the boys in the desert in Vegas, Sportsline, they put out their Masters odds. Tiger was at 9-1, and then he fell back to 10-1. He's still one of the favorites. You got to guess who the other three guys are, Charlie, that are tied with the best odds at 10-1 with Tiger.
Well, number one, you got to put in Justin Thomas.
He's one of them.
You know, Bill, who's your who's?
So 10-1 odds, you got four guys: Tiger Woods.
Let Bill give.
Yeah, who, Justin
who
Thomas
other,
is
who's
one.
Who's the other two guys that are favored to win the Master at 10-1, Bill? Who would you put?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen that list. I'm assuming Jordan Spieth, maybe.
Jordan
I would
Spieth.
Think Bubba.
Yeah, Jordan Spieth's at 12-1. Him and Justin Rose. Bubba is at 14-1. And then also at 10-1, you have Dustin Johnson and Rory McIlroy with Justin Thomas and Tiger Woods at 10-1 odds.
Bill, what do you hear about Justin Dustin Johnson?
You know, I haven't. I've been in touch with Butch a couple times here recently, but I have not asked him about DJ, who appears to be floundering. And the reason Butch called me the other day is that he started working with one of the fine young players from Houston is really struggling, and Corey Whitsitt.
Well, that's a good match. I mean, Corey was a great player, and he just, you know, as one of those kids that struggled qualifying to get on tour, and then he just lost his confidence. So that's good. Yeah, Bill, Butch was in town last week at Lochinvar working with the guys. So I hope the heck he can help Corey Whitsitt. He's a fine young man and is a good player. He just needs that Jimmy Walker treatment, you know. So I think if he hears it from Butch, I think that'll be very, very good. I'm really happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's another young player that's kind of fallen off the map trying to be perfect, you know, and we see it a lot, Charlie. People, you know, if they would just let him keep playing.
That's it.
Their way. I don't know. I don't understand all this, to be honest with you, this pursuit of perfection. And it's admirable, and I think they believe they're doing the right thing. But Corey Whitsitt, what, he qualified for the U.S. Open when he was 15 or 16 years old.
Oh, yeah, no, he has all the pedigree.
Why do you need to change that?
You know, he went to Alabama. He won the, you know, the U.S. Juniors. I mean, he was, you know, the heir apparent to a great career, and it didn't happen, and he's been floundering. And I think Butch will help him. I think that's really great.
Yeah, if anybody could help him, it would be Butch, right?
Yeah.
So rounding out these odds, you have Phil and Jason Day tied at 16-1 odds. So they come in after Bubba at 14-1. Ricky Fowler and John Rahm at 18-1. And the defending champ, Sergio Garcia, all the way down at 25-1.
I wonder why. He's been playing pretty good. Although he's might changing some diapers that he's not used to.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. He's probably got two or three ladies helping him do that.
Well, and I heard Sergio say this week, you know, he's a little upset that he's going to give back the Masters jacket this week, because if you remember, he went to Wimbledon last year, and you have to wear a jacket when you go to that tournament, so he wore his Masters green jacket.
That's good.
You give much of a chance, though, Charlie, to repeat?
I do.
Last
I
guy
him
that's
a chance.
Repeated, I believe, is Tiger, right?
It's hard to repeat, and he probably is going in with low expectation, and that's probably going to help him. Bill, sometimes, you know, when you don't think you're going to win, like Jackie Burke says, those trophies, you know, find you. And come Sunday afternoon, if he's got a chance on the back nine, he can close the deal. So I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
Well, you know, he kind of went in there last year without a lot of fans there, and here he is, the defending champion, and all we're doing is talking about everybody else. And, Charlie, as you know, most of these players prefer that, actually, when the attention is given elsewhere. So kind of odd for Sergio coming in as the defending champion, and we've talked about everybody except him in the program today.
That's right. Yeah. You know, there's just so many great players. I mean, you know, and it's been such a good spring that the quality of golf is high, and everybody's had their moment at the victory table. Nobody's, you know, dominating, as you might say. So let's go. Let's get it on.
Yeah, no doubt about that. A lot more to get into. Of course, we still have the tip of the week to come. Charlie and Bill will give you their Masters pick and maybe somebody outside the radar that may have an opportunity to win next week. It's the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SB Nation Radio and in Houston on SportsMap 94.1.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Brian Barrett.
All right, we'll get back into some Masters stuff in just a couple of seconds here, but announcement this week, the Ryder Cup returns to Hazeltine in 2028. Of course, in 2016, the U.S. beat Europe there 17-11 for its first victory in 8 years. Good location, Charlie, for the Ryder Cup?
It was a great success when it was there. Last time when the Americans won, the Midwest supports golf. It's great weather up in Minnesota that time of the year. I think it's a great choice. I mean, it's going to be also at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin.
Yep,
so
2020.
2020. So 20. Let's see. How old am I going to be?
2028 it'll be.
28.
So that's 10 years from now.
You know how old I'll be?
45?
83.
Wow.
Bill, what do you think of the Ryder Cup going over back to Minnesota?
Yeah, I think it's fun. I think, you know, it's 10 years away. I'll be honest with you. I thought it was a tremendous Ryder Cup there. The facility is fantastic. I'm not a big fan of the course, to be honest with you, Charlie. I think it's a very ordinary golf course. But it provided great theater at the last Ryder Cup, but it's 10 years away. I'm more interested in the one in France, to be honest with you. So it's a nice announcement, but to me it didn't register at all with me. I didn't really care.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. They plan these things out so far in advance. They get it planned out through 2032. All right, let's get back into some Masters stuff. So, Charlie, we'll start with you. Which is more likely to happen next week at Augusta? Rory completes the career Grand Slam, or Bubba, who we were talking about early, takes home his third green jacket?
Wow.
Me?
Great question. I would pick Rory getting the Grand Slam.
So you think Rory has got a better chance than Bubba?
Yeah.
What about you, Bill?
I agree with Charlie. I really do. I think, I don't know, I just think if Rory can tame his putting a little bit, I think from tee to green, the course is just made for that guy. And if he puts just a little bit above average, because he should be able to manhandle the par fives, don't you think, Charlie?
Wow. Hitting at 350, you know, you're going to be hitting pitching.
Yeah, it's a high draw, and I just think that he's one of those guys that doesn't have to putt great to win. He has to putt a little bit above average. Nobody can putt bad and win the Masters, but I just think it's a golf course that's suited for him, although he hasn't done real well there, and it might test his patience, because as you know, Charlie, it's a course that requires a lot of patience, because you're probably going to hit a shot every day that comes up a yard short or a foot short and ends up in a real bad place with a pretty good shot. I think you really have to be disciplined and stay patient and keep yourself in the game. That seems to be what Tiger's been able to do over the years, keep himself in the game for that weekend run at something. So I think if his putting is just a little above average, he should have a terrific chance of winning.
I couldn't agree with you more, Bill. I witnessed that firsthand the year that Angel won. It was a special year, but going into the tournament, he was calm, cool, and collected. During the whole week, he was calm, cool, and collected. Turning the back nine on Sunday, and he bogeyed 10. He walked to the 11th tee saying he still had an opportunity. He never gave up, and he demonstrated his ability to come from behind, and I think that's what you said. You know, you just have to be in control, just like Jack Nicklaus was when he won all of his majors. You know, it's don't make it more important than it really is, and accept everything that comes to you and keep moving on.
Yeah, and Bill, what was that story you told us last week about Rory when he was working with Brad Faxon trying to get his putting straight? Something about, what do you think about when you drive? Something along those lines.
Yeah, and basically Rory is probably considered, you know, if not the best, or probably top five driver in the world. And Rory said, I don't really think about much. And, you know, Brad says, well, why don't we try that on your putting? And as Charlie knows, having been to Augusta and played as many times, you have to have a lot of imagination on the greens. And you have to putt with your eyes, and you have to see things, and you have to feel things. And I think if you're working on your stroke mechanically at Augusta, boy, I don't know if that's good. I think you really have to go with your intuition, feel, and imagination there.
Yes, hopefully that advice works for Rory, because it did at Bay Hill.
Well, I like what Uncle says. I don't want to think about anything. You know, no, I don't think of anything. You know, and he hits a little chip, he hits a little pitch, his touch became just incredibly sharp, and it all falls together, and it's fun to watch. It's fun to be there. I can't wait.
Yeah, it should be a great week. So, who's your sneaky pick, Charlie, to win at Augusta? Someone other than the big names?
Alex Noren.
He's been playing well this year.
Yeah,
that's a good pick.
Yeah, I was surprised he didn't do the deal in at the match play, Bill. But this guy's a he's got a good head on his shoulders too.
Yeah, I think that's a very, very good pick, Charlie. I was actually thinking of him myself. Once again, I don't know how well he's played there, how many times he's played there, but he's a wonderful player. I'm really going to go off the reservation here. I mean, way off the reservation, okay, guys? And I'm going to pick Pat Perez. Pat Perez has had some resurgence in the game. I think he's cocky enough to get into the hunt, whether he handled it or not, but I want to go way off the reservation, and I'm picking Pat.
Who?
A lot of silence there, boys. A lot of silence.
Pat Perez. Come on, Bill.
I said I'm going off the reservation, pal. He's a heck of a ball striker.
And he's fun. He's fun to watch, Bill.
Yeah, he is.
He's got the patience of a gnat.
You know who I'm going with, my sneaky pick?
What?
Angel Cabrera. I hear he's got a decent coach, Bill.
he has less patience than a gnat. I got news for you.
Yeah, but he's got a
Here's a guy, I think, if the truth be known, doesn't even like golf, more or less love golf. And you know that, Charlie.
But I think it's happening what's happened to Tiger. Now that he's lost it some, he's a little concerned. I mean, he likes the attention. He likes playing well. So I hope this spurs him on to really to get it back in the next year. It's going to take a year to get him back in position. So, tell him about our dinner on Tuesday night, Bill. This is the all-time dinner.
Well, I've become very good friends with Mr. Phil Knight from Nike, probably someone I look up to as much as anybody. And every Tuesday night, he invites Charlie and I to have dinner at his house. I introduced Charlie to Phil, and he has just a little dinner with a couple of his friends that they share a house with at Augusta. It couldn't be more casual, couldn't be more interesting. And just a bunch of guys that love golf and love being there. And I know that Charlie, you'd have to say he's one of the coolest guys you've ever met.
Unbelievable, Bill. It's such an honor. And I read his book, The Shoe Dog. I can relate to a lot of what he wrote about, because I spent some time in the Stanford area and the rise of the shoe, but his whole story is just magnificent, and I just feel honored to get the invite. It's better than the players' dinner.
That's really cool. So what was
it? It is our play. He calls it the real champions' dinner.
That's right. It is. And last dinner I was with, we had Mr. and Mrs. McElroy.
Oh, really?
That was
I think I believe they'll be there this year.
That was a big treat.
Yeah,
it is fun. It's just a fun, casual dinner, and Phil loves the golf stories. He loves the inside stuff. Billy Cratchit's going to join us this year, Charlie.
Oh, great.
Billy's a great guy and a great friend, and he's got some great old tour stories also. So should be a wonderful night.
Yeah, that'll be fun. So he has a house there in Augusta, Bill?
They rent a house.
No, he just rents a house, and it's a very understated house. Everything he does is understated, and just has some of his childhood friends with him, and it couldn't possibly be more casual, I would say.
That'll be pretty fun. So Bill and Charlie will be having dinner next week with Phil Knight and Rory McIlroy's parents. That's pretty cool.
It's going to be a great night.
Yeah. Keep me in mind, I'm a size 10 if it comes up.
Play on words, it's going to be a great night.
I get what you did there, Charlie.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
But Charlie, keep me in mind, I'm a size 10.
That caca today, you know?
Yeah, caca, that was really a good one. Okay.
All right, a lot more to get into. We'll get our Masters picks coming up. Plus, of course, each and every week we bring you the tip of the week right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SB Nation Radio and locally in Houston on the all-new Sports Map 94.1.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Brian Barrett. It's time for the tip of the week on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour.
All right, it is that time, Charlie. The floor is yours, my friend.
Tip of the week. I want you to tape the Sunday round at Augusta and watch the chipping or the pitching of these great players and how they save a shot or two and try to emulate that. And you're going to notice that in most cases with chipping and pitching, the swings are a lot shorter and they flight the ball better. So if you learn how to pitch the ball, and this is something I learned from Bill's brother, Dick. He loved the pitching wedge, and everybody's relying on a 60-degree wedge. Learn how to use your pitching wedge to improve your scores and get the ball close to the hole. Pitch and run, pitch and run. You don't have to fly everything to the hole. Pitch and run. And, Bill, I think people will really score better if they use their pitching wedge more.
Well, I think that most players should vary their club selection. It helps their touch. What I'd like the listeners to watch this week is the player's ability to get the long putts up close. And one of the things I've found, I'd say 90% of the great long putters have long strokes. The amateurs that I teach all have very short strokes, and they have to explode into the ball. So I would implore my listeners out there that when you practice long putts, try to lengthen your stroke so you can control the pace of the club head. If you go back too short, you have to try to create the pace. Longer and smoother, not shorter and snappier. And watch these guys when they putt. Watch the pace of their stroke on the long putts. They can maintain a good pace because they have a good backswing.
All right, well, it is the best week.
Write that down, Charlie.
I love it. I love it. I love everything that you do, Bill. I just can't wait to see you. I just need to give you a hug. It's been far too long.
Well, you guys will see each other next week as we get ready for the Masters. Charlie, you leave on Sunday. Bill's leaving on Monday, and you guys are going to be, you know, having your fun with Phil Knight on Tuesday night. Nice life that you guys are living. It's going to be fun.
You know, it's just great being me.
It really is. What's better than being Charlie Epps right now?
Bill Harmon.
Oh, there you
go. Butch Harmon.
Butch, that's way over the top.
I say Butch still's got it going, Charlie.
Oh, my God. You know, I take my hat off to him. I'm jealous, you know. What he's
been good able, a long time, boy.
What he's been able to accomplish is incredible, and I just wish your dad was here.
It's still going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Still going.
All right, so let's...
Well, that's my great thrill every week is going in the clubhouse and seeing my dad's name on that trophy. That's a very emotional moment for me. Not many people can say they can walk in there and look at their dad's name on that trophy. And humbled and grateful to be one of them.
That's pretty cool, Bill. That's pretty cool. So let's get to who's going to be the winner this week. Charlie, you got your pick? You ready to go?
Well, I'm going to go with Rory. I want to see the Grand Slam completed. I think that will start the year off of the majors. I think it'll really, really be good. And I want him to have to beat Tiger. And
the ratings would be poor for that, Rory versus Tiger.
Yeah. See, and then you got Jordan Spieth right there that, you know, the back nine pairings, the last eight, you know, really the secretariats of the world of golf, and it's going to be a fun nine holes. So that's my pick, Bill. Who are you picking? Pat?
Slightly outside the box. I'm going with Phil.
Beautiful. Great pick.
Phil's playing good.
Yeah.
Place is made for him.
Yes.
And he's not afraid.
No. And he's been working hard. He's
looks great.
Is anybody
happy for him, rooting for him?
Anybody worked harder on this game than Phil in the last year?
Actually, Phil works at it pretty good. I think he still has a childlike love for golf. I think it would knock the golf world on its you-know-what if Phil and Tiger were in the last group on Sunday.
Hoo-wee, hoo-ha.
That would be pretty
hoo-ha.
Hoo-wee.
All right, well, I'm with Charlie on this one. I'm going with Rory as well. Completes the career Grand Slam.
All right, guys.
All right, Bill. Hey, have a great weekend and enjoy Augusta.
We'll be live next week.
I will look forward to our show on Saturday morning.
Yes, sir.
I look forward to it. Charlie?
Yes.
Make sure you travel safely. Leaving on Sunday. Good luck to Angel Cabrera. Hopefully you guys get a lot of good work done leading up to the Masters. And have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
All right. This has been the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SB Nation Radio.